We have here on the top of Lamed Tes Amud Beis, ending the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, turning the page, that certain things need two chaisamais when they are sent with Gayim. And this is one of the hot areas in Kashrus, is always to make sure things that are sent with Gayim have two chaisamais. As you know, when you order things from restaurants or pizza stores, and they're supposed to come with a simin, at times the stores are very busy, it doesn't always go exactly the way it's supposed to be. And sometimes people get things delivered without the proper simonim. So I'd like to discuss tonight the kulis that are found in the Paiskim on this topic. The din of the Gemara is that meat and fish and wine need two chaisamais. Shulchan Aruch is really mashma anything that's in Issa Deraisa needs two chaisamais, which today would be almost everything, even bread, which can have trefa oil, needs two chaisamais. The minig is not that way. But certainly the basar and the yayin and dogim need two chaisamais. The question is what the kulis in this topic are. So there are stiris and shas to this Gemara. The Taisus on Lamed Aleph and Taisus in Eilu Metzias asks, the Gemaras that are say have come up in Farish not that way. Many of you will remember in Eilu Metzias that the Gemara talks about cutting meat the shape of a triangle. Remember the Rashi, the picture of a triangle? The picture, you remember? Not too many pictures in Shas. The picture of a triangle. It says, you cut meat at Tlosa Karnasa, you cut it in a triangle, you send it with a guy. Now, first of all, many people picture like cutting a piece of cardboard in a triangle. It's not much of a simon, but meat, I can understand. To make a servable piece of meat in a triangle is a good simon. But it's only one simon. It's not two simonim, and they were talking about meat. So Tysus de Estakasha, the same thing Tysus here on Lamed Aleph, Estakasha. And there are two terutzim in Tysus. And these two terutzim are brought here in Simon Kuf Yud Ches. So I'd like to discuss the first teretz, which is in the Shulchan Aruch, and then hopefully the second teretz, which is in the Ramah, and then I'd like to share with you a kula that I heard from Rav Palm. So, three kulas in 15 minutes tonight. All right, the first kula, which is in Tosfos, which is here in the Shulchan Aruch, it says you only need two chaisamais where the person receiving the chaisam doesn't know what to look for. He doesn't know what he's looking for. But in a case where you make a chaisam, let's say it's a pikadon, you make a chaisam, you give it to a guy to watch, he knows when you come back, you're going to look for it. You're going to examine it. So there, we're not chayshish that the guy is going to be able to be mezayif it, because it's not like if you send it from the store to somebody, so maybe the person doesn't know what to look for. But if you're coming back to it yourself, you know what you're looking for, then Taisa says that one chaisim is enough. And not only that, not only if you're coming back yourself, but if the person you're sending it to knows what to look for, which presumably all the Hechsher stamps, the stamples they have today, you know what to look for. So then the one chaisim is enough. That's the shita, the first shita in Taisus, brought down here as the Yeshayim and Shulchan Aruch. And the place can say, certainly b'di'evid, maybe even l'chatchila, but certainly b'di'evid, you can rely on this shita. Comes along the Shach with a great, tremendous chiddush. What's the var? There are two ways you could learn. What does it mean? I'm sending a simon, and the person receiving it knows what he's looking for. So, you can understand it two ways. You can understand it's a super simon. A person knows what he's looking for. That's a really good simon, and therefore that's why it works. Or you could learn, and this is the Shas Siddish, not because it's a super simon. The pshat is that there's a mirtis. You create by the guy a fear to tamper with it. If he knows someone's going to check it and look into it, knows what he's looking at, there's a mirtis on the side of the guy to be mezayifin. You follow? You can either learn that the simon is a good simon, and the person receiving it knows what to look for, or you could learn that there's a mirtis by the guy. What's a nafkamina? The Shach says, nafkamina is, let's say the person receiving it there's no clue what to look for. But the guy thinks he does. You know, you tell the guy, I'm cutting it at Tlasa Karnasa, and the one receiving it knows that it's going to be at Tlasa Karnasa. It's baloney. The guy receiving it doesn't know anything about it. Nevertheless, the shach is mekel, because the shach says that the pshat in Tosfos is that the guy is afraid, the guy is mirtis, and therefore, even if it's baloney, the person receiving it doesn't know. Afal pikein, it works. Now, let's say you have tape and you want to put your signature on it. The guy receiving it doesn't know your signature. How's he, what kind of siman is that? But if you tell the guy that the receiver knows my signature and he's gonna look for it, the shach says that that's good enough. And that's the sheet of the shach. And the truth is that our chasholchan has tainus on the shach, but kedayu hashach lismachalo by deraisa, certainly by chshad rabbanan. And this is the kula of the shach, that mirtis is enough, and you can, as long as you tell the guy, the one receiving it, knows what he's looking for, it's good enough. Certainly the stores, they have the tape with the symbol of the hechsher. So the tape with the symbol of the hechsher, that would be an adequate simon. They use it as a double simon. They tie it around twice. Machlekes in the paiskim, if the same simon twice works. But here, where there's a mirtis, so it works.
Isn't the bag one simon already, and then they wrap in the second simon?
Well, the bag that's open, you can take things in and put it out, it's not a real simon.
The bag is closed, right, and then you wrap it with the simon.
Well, if the wrapping is the simon and it's what closes the bag, it's really not a separate simon. By wine, they typically, the ones with the cork has a simon and the tape has a simon. The ones that are twist off, they're relying that when you open it, it's packed warm so that there's a suction. When you open it, you're supposed to be able to hear that there's a certain popping sound. That's what they rely on. Now, some people go into the wine stores, they buy it in a box still, and it's good. What? If they're mavushal, obviously there's no problem, right? So anyway, this is basically the kula. The Neida B'Yehuda has a tshuva. Neida B'Yehuda has a tshuva where someone made wine in the guy's factory. He went to a guy's factory. He made wine. He gave the guy money. He made the wine and he stored it there. He left it there to go back for it. The problem was that there was only one simon. There was only one simon. So now Neida B'Yehuda says such a chap. He says here, you're going to go back to the guy, it's only one simon. Is one simon good? Well, he said, if you recognize it, it's good. Now, Yehuda here says, the shach, which is a kula, the shach says the guy is mirtis, he's afraid to change it, it's a kula. Now, Yehuda says here, it's just the opposite. This guy is not mirtis, it was paid for already, and it's the Jew's wine. Here, it's mamish vakeret. Here, if you recognize the simon, it's good, it's a super simon. That's the kula. Mirtis, there is no kula in this case. So Neida B'Yehuda has mamish a fakerta case, where like the shach is a kula. And you have to know, I just want to read you the lashon to see the Neida B'Yehuda's, sometimes you talk about gedolim and they're memashkin themselves, to, so to speak, to be mekel for people. The language here, it's tshuva ayin hei and chelik beis of the Neida B'Yehuda. What? The guy's afraid you won't come back to him next time, you mean? So maybe there's a mirtis that he won't. Okay, it's interesting. Well, what he writes here is, you see, by wine, it's also a little different. By wine, you're not really afraid he switched it. Even if he didn't switch it, if he just opened it, it would already be traced. He writes that really there's not enough to rely on. His lashon is afal pikei. I'm going in to be mekel of your pritzvos. He's mekel that the person should go back and recognize the simin. And Va'af shatamu misham misyare, even though the shach doesn't apply, kan hayayin shalai eina misyare, mekomakayim, sefer trumis is makel anyway, so chol zeh lo yiroh shoah, machmas lachas, pachad haniskar. Omnum b'shama boys, he says, next year you're not getting this kula, he writes to him. So it's a nice chap that the whole kula, the whole machloik is the shach comes and says, it's alt mirtis. So he says, in his case, mirtis is a chumrah. Anyway, this is one kula. Many people tumble if the stamps today, though you symbol, though okay symbol, if there's really a mirtis on it, everyone recognizes it. So I want to tell you, there was a maisa in Flatbush where an alert mashgiach caught an owner who had on the computer copied symbols of a certain heksher and put it on boxes, and he realized that it wasn't a crisp simon like it usually is, and he caught it. And so it's shayach that it's such a good that it's really it's a good thing. That's kula number one. Kula number two is the Ramah, which is Vayta and Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says you only need two chaysamos when you send with a fraya yid. When you send with a guy, it could be more mekel. Because fraya yidin, they're chachamim, they think I'm a yid, and they're going to rely on me. And the guyim, they don't know from the kunsin. They know that the Jews are makbid, and a fraya yid is more chasha than a guy. And he says that all the Gemaras that say one simon is talking by a guy. And our Gemara says two simonim is talking by a yid who's not from. So when Tosfos brings this Rabbeinu Tam, he says, Ein elu ela divrei nevius. It's like a Navi. Where does it say in the Gemara, a guy, fraya yid? But the Ramah brings it, and the Ramah, the end of the Ramah is not in the copy. The Ramah says, B'di'eved yesh l'smechalseh. So if you have the two kulas together, like when you order things from a store and it gets delivered, that it's a guy, not a fraya yid, they deliver it with a car service. And it's one simin, but it's obviously a simin that the buyer, it's a tape that is stamped with something that obviously the buyer is going to look for. So when you have the two kulas together, there's certainly what to rely on. Tosfos says akasha, and he says two terutzim. So either one teretz or the other. If you have the two together, so then there is there's what to rely on. If it's say a guy and say a mirtis, that the person is gonna who buys it is going to check it. It's worse. You're in worse shape if it's a fryer doing the delivery. Yeah, that's a couple. It's all right. It's fair shor above, fair shor Tosfos. If you look at Tosfos by Tosfos Karnas, Tosfos says. I'm not in the business enough to know from experience of Befrayi Yidin and Gayim, but what should I tell you? What? Frayid might be different than today. I don't know, from Tosfos to the Ramah, he didn't feel a change, so I'm not so sure it changes today either. You tell a guy in your house you're not allowed to cook is one thing. You tell a Yid, you can't cook. Huh? Okay, I don't know. I marry Mokim Ani Lof. Is the Tosfos not Mechalek? The Ramah's not Mechalek. The Ramah says, Loi be'ina beis chesamis rak v'Yisrael chashud. Aval be'i p'chav v'makal shari ayidei chesam echad. It couldn't be clearer than what it says here. Makal v'Yisrael chashud. The garlin yizem yevek echav v'fishu batu ashi aminuhu. So it says Yisrael Chashud means Yisrael is not reliant. So it's not Shem Termitz, is that what it means? Dafka Lahachis. I never met a Lahachis Friar Yid. You have to be Mamin and Hashem or Miskavin Limroid by. Today, nobody is so much, you know, that he's. What? Guy who ate pizza on Yom Kippur, the biggest man in the it's a nice story, but I don't have time for stories. I want to tell you a third kula. I'm telling you two kulas from Tosfos and one from a farm. I'm not equating them, Just in practical terms, Rav Palm had a tremendous halacha l'maisa dikakula in this area. I should add, there's a shach in Kuf Yud Ches of Katan Chaf Hei, Seis of Katan Chaf Hei, which is might be a bakar for one of a couple of bakaris for it. Rav Palm was asked, somebody had a meat delivery, and the delivery person left the meat on the stoop. Left the meat on the stoop of the house, and it didn't have shtei simanim. And the question was whether a person could rely on this meat, that it's kosher. The similar question people ask if they work in an office and there's a company refrigerator and you leave a meat sandwich in the refrigerator. Do you need chaisamais for it or not? And this is the question that was asked. So Rav Palm said, what are we talking about here? We're talking about a chashash that they're going to be machlif it, that they're going to trade it, they're going to take away the kosher and leave treif in its place. So Rav Palm said, that's if you give a pekadon to someone, you give it to a delivery person, he has to arrive with something. So then, chazal will chayshish, that'll be machlif it. So we're mechayiv to be chayshish, even though you'll say, why would a Mexican guy switch it? Chazal will mitzav you to be chayshish for it. And you have to be chayshish, a guy was machlif it. But in a case where he could steal it, we could just take it and walk away with it, it makes no sense to be chayshish that he's going to switch it for treif. Why would he give you his treif for meat? If you leave me, if meat is left on a stoop, or somebody leaves meat in a refrigerator, in a company refrigerator, if somebody wants to take it, they can just take it. They don't have to trade it. They don't have to take it away and switch it with something else in the same bag. So if Palm was mekel halacha l'maisa, where there's no cheshash chiluf, where it's just a cheshash, where it doesn't make sense to be cheshish for someone being machlef it, where if somebody wants, he could just steal it, that there's no requirement to have shtei simanim, even simen echad, without any simanim. If he's going to steal it, why would he switch it? This was Rav Palm's kula, which could be, there are more makaris for it, I'm not sure, but he was passing this way on numerous occasions, halacha l'maisa. What? You need no simen at all? Yeah. See, wine is different. It's why we're not chayshish is machlef it. Chayshish that he touched it, that he poured out some. That maybe it's different. Chazal will mechayev us to be chayshish for it, even though it's not so shkiyah to switch the meat. But Chazal will mechayev us to be chayshish for it. The wine, well, we spoke about that. Wine, there's two reasons. There's a reason else. Al-Tchasnas also. So we're machmer by both. So I want to add something I mentioned once before, that the margula bapuma de inchi, that there's such a thing as basash and the salamin ayin. That it's also, according to them, if you leave meat in the company refrigerator, you walk away, you come back. So it's also basash and salamin ayin. That the din of basash and the salamin ayin is a machlaikis in the Gemara, Rav and Levi. Rav says there's such a thing as basash and the salma minayin. According to Rav, if you leave meat on the table here, no one's in the room. You leave it there, you go into the bathroom, you come back, it's awesome. It's basash and salma minayin. Nothing to do with chashash chiluf. As long as the Gemara says a bird could have switched it, the mouse could have switched it. But if you hold basash and salma minayin, it's awesome, then it's awesome. Whatever the Mechaba holds, the Mechaba brings Rav, there are more paskins, Ashkenazim, certainly, we paskin like Levi in the Gemara. Levi holds that Bostish and the Salomon Ayin is mutter, that there's no Issa Bostish and the Salomon Ayin. It's a mispronunciation. People say the words Bostish and the Salomon Ayin, they don't mean it. They mean this Gemara that you need simanim when you send wine with somebody. The real words Bostish and the Salomon Ayin means that if you leave meat and you go away and you come back, and no Yid was watching it, it's also without simanim. Even you didn't send it with anybody. And we don't paskin that way. We paskin basash and the salamin ayin is mutter. And when you give it to somebody as a pekadon or as a messenger, as to watch it, you give it to a guy, to a frayid, the shash chiluf, that is what exists. So basically, this is, I guess, in a summary, these halachis. Whoever's not going to be here, I want to wish a good summer. Whoever will be here next week, I also want to wish a good summer. But hope everyone has a good summer. Next week, I'd like to finish the Perek, which is Daf Mem, Amid Aleph, and the part of the Amid Beis. We come back in Yirtzeh Hashem, beginning of El, the beginning of September, to start the next Perek. Those of you who are not learning Avodah Zarah with us are invited to join us in the next Perek. Just remember always, Daf Lamed to Mem in Masechta Avodah Zarah, all the dinim of everything, pasakum, yayin to a certain degree, and cholavakum, all the dinim of treifa foods is daf lamed to daf mem. And the next parak already starts dinim of avodah zarah mamish, and we'll get to it in Yitzhak. A good Shabbos, a good summit to everybody.
Very good as well.